Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Dak Prescott is listed as questionable for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Prescott was a limited practice participant Wednesday through Friday and appears truly questionable for Sunday's game in Minnesota. Reporters and teammates have suggested the quarterback looked good in practice this week, but head coach Mike McCarthy has preached caution on multiple occasions and even mentioned Friday that Prescott felt a little sore after Thursday's practice. Nick Chubb was a full practice participant Friday and doesn't have an injury designation for Sunday's game against the Steelers. Packers tight end Robert Tonyan was diagnosed with a torn ACL on Friday. In MLB news, Tommy La Stella underwent surgery on his left Achilles on Tuesday. Now we take a look at exploiting the matchups for Week 8. Here's some players to start. At an upgrade for the quarterback position, we're looking at Joe Burrow. Burrow has thrown multiple touchdown passes each week this year, and he's coming off back-to-back games with a new season high for fantasy scoring. And while he hasn't quite hit the Brady Stafford level of efficiency, where the total lack of rushing stats is almost a non-concern, Burrow's upward trend suggests he just might be there by the end of the season. At running back, look to Zach Moss. Between the pass-heavy offense and Devin Singletary's presence, Moss doesn't offer much of a volume ceiling, with just 16 touches representing his career high in 18 regular season appearances. However, he does tend to get a little bit more work when the Bills win by a lot, not to mention the increased odds for a touchdown or two when the opponent is overmatched. That was the recipe back in Week 2 when Moss scored 2 touchdowns against the Dolphins despite only being limited to 28% snap share in his first game of the season. He's played at least 55% in the 4 games since then, averaging 11.5 carries for 45.5 yards and 2 catches for 25.3 yards with a pair of touchdowns. At the tight end position, look to Dan Arnold. The ownership percentage might suggest he's really only a deep league play, but that's not really the case after Arnold saw 13 targets over the last 2 games before a Week 7 bye, playing 73 and 62% of Jacksonville's offensive snaps. That's the same number of targets as Chenault over the 2-game stretch, and just 3 fewer than number one receiver Marvin Jones. The tight end should stay busy this Sunday against the Seattle defense that ranks 25th in DVOA against the pass. It may be an ugly game, but the defenses aren't that much better than the offenses. For NBA FanDuel Saturday value plays, we got 10 games to work through. 9 players reside at the 9K and above in the player pool, with 5 of them exceeding 10K or more. Our 2 favorites at the top are familiar high-end targets Nikola Jokic and Stephen Curry. Joker will duel against Karl-Anthony Towns, a player he's had success against in the past. On the other end, Curry will take his sharpshooting skills to face the Thunder, who are surprising some but still have a long way to go defensively. One expected chalk play is DeAndre Ayton. When a guy at $7,000 grabs 21 boards a game, you've got to give him some love. He's enjoyed one of the best games of his career against the Kings. While you can't expect a repeat here, he stands to benefit as the top rebounder in the game against Cleveland, who's had some inconsistencies and inexperience up front. One value play is Mo Bamba of the Magic against the Pistons. We're projecting Bamba to have 37 FanDuel fantasy points tonight, and he has a shot at going even higher against Detroit. Bamba is averaging a nightly double-double and should have a relatively easy time repeating that kind of output against Isaiah Stewart. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.